If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Guess who's back again.
Dubland.
Tell a friend.
Back in the fucking hot seat.
You are now live.
Oh, there you go. Right, so. How are you? Is that pointing at me or you? I don't know which
it's
way around the
sorry,
is.
It's pointing at me.
Well, there
it's
you
pointing
go.
At you. All right. Now it's pointing at both of us.
Back Yay. In the hot seat. Look, Dubland Podcast is going again. So it is.
What is this? Episode what?
Oh, I fucking haven't a clue.
92.
Episode number one, 2018.
Episode number one, 2018. I think it's 92. Maybe 92. Happy New Year.
Oh, Jesus. No, it's too fucking late. You can't say that on the 16th.
Why not?
You can't say that on the 17th.
Just say for the full year.
What?
We just say for the full month.
No, you can't.
Why? Who
no,
makes the
can't.
Rules?
The rule is, it's annoying. The rule is after, when you go to double digits, that's the rule.
Double digits. Oh, my God. Joey's just rang my phone now and we're in the middle of doing a live.
Get him there, Sean.
Joey.
See what he's going on. Could be out in the car.
We were in the middle of doing an Instagram live. PJ's well, it's gone now because PJ's messing with his watch. So, like,
of course he is.
Is everything okay?
Kevin, it's great. Sorry, I forgot you were starting at 12. Go, do what you need to do.
No, tell us how's my car first.
Oh, yeah, how's PJ's car?
Your car's grand. We found the leak. I just need to find out what I have to replace to fix the fucking thing now. So, I've got to talk to one of my mates in Mercedes and just say,
fucking.
Looks like it's leaking from the thermostat or the thermostat housing.
Smelly.
No, we found the leak anyway. That's the start of it.
PJ's leaking.
Yeah.
PJ's leaking. He's got a leaky gasket. The old sphincter.
I've had a leaky gasket since my 41st birthday.
He's got a dicky prostate and a leaky gasket.
Yeah, but at least when you pick up the car, you don't ask him to stick your fingers up his hole, though. So that's the
yes,
bonus.
Correct. I'm not quite as invasive as that.
Well, yes. You'll have to be because I'm going to hide the check for the work up my arse and you have to get it out yourself.
Here's the game.
You can go fishing. How's your little Alpha going? Are you enjoying the little 1.6?
Yeah, it's actually a lovely little runner and all, but fuck me, it's the coldest can of piss in the fucking world.
Is it not heating up now?
Oh, it does. It just takes about 24 days. That's all.
Yeah, here, have a look at this. The weirdest thing. My dad drove it for a while and he fucking hated the fact it took so long. So he put a bit of cardboard in front of the rad in behind the bumper just to stop air getting through it so that it would heat up faster. You're known for it. There's a big piece of cardboard sitting on the front of the rad.
A fucking
that
hell.
That still didn't do it.
Yeah, it's a deadly little runner and all. It's deadly little yoke, but jeez, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, frosty roads and that yoke. I had to put my fucking boating gloves on this morning to drive it.
I was saying to Susie, I might try and, if all gone to plan, I might try and
Welcome to
drop into you after work tomorrow or something like that to do the swap.
When you finish work tomorrow.
When am I finished?
Like, no, I'll drop it into work to you, to the radio station tomorrow when you're finished.
Oh, yeah, I'm finished at 11:30, but then I'll be up in the gym in Fairview then at 12.
Well, he can go in at 11 and swap cars with you.
Oh,
yeah,
could, yeah,
or
of course,
I can
yeah.
do it after, whatever. We'll make a plan. I just want to know what I'm doing for, so I'll touch base with you and sure we'll make a plan.
Yeah.
Right, go on. I love you and leave you. Enjoy yourselves.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya. Ciao.
Bye, 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 bye. So I wonder, will this go back to... Oh, we paused. I don't know whether... Oh, we're back.
That fucking better not have gone live. I was pouring out all my illegal activities and everything when that was doing
no,
the thing.
No, it was paused.
Yeah, how do you know? It probably wasn't. It was probably listening into
were
phone call.
Were you listening? Did you just hear
all of that?
There's
probably loads of people saying about me and my driving activities. They're all probably all pissed off and upset about me being a fucking halfwit on the road. But sure, I'm always a halfwit.
Anyway, hello to the both Andrews. There's like two people watching on Insta. Anyway,
two Andreas.
Andrews.
Oh, Andrews. How are you, Andrews?
Yeah, there
What's
you go.
What's the story, Andrews?
It keeps chuffing up. I don't know what that means. Anyway, right, we're going to go and record this podcast. The start of it has been all of PJ's illegal activities.
Well, I guess we're going to be deleting that bit, are we not?
You want? Do you not want to keep that?
Nobody wants to keep that fucking shit.
I'll keep a tiny bit of it. Just like the end of it.
Yeah.
Maybe not the end of it. Anyway, there you go. Goodbye. New podcast tomorrow, yes?
Yes, new podcast first thing in the morning.
Bye.
Or whenever the fuck it is.
Because you do it, like...
Yeah.
Right. So that's your car sorted out anyway.
I got salad. Da, 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 da. I got a fucking salad. Da, 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 da. It's got green leaves and butternut squash. Whatever the fuck that is. Did you see that guy, the Liverpool lad? The guy from Cork?
No.
Oh, man, that's why I'm singing the song.
I don't understand.
Oh,
I have so many questions to ask you. I've
fucking
believe.
I have to say, there's a lad from Cork, right? Martin Murphy, that's
right.
His name. And
that's
he made a video on YouTube, right?
Yes.
And it's him going, I love Liverpool, right? He's from Cork. I love Liverpool. I love Liverpool. And I have
the
a
football
song.
Football club.
Huh?
The football club.
Oh, yeah, the football club.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Not just the city.
No, no, okay. Nobody loves the city. So he's there. So I made a song. That I think it's going to be great. Huh?
Your mic is kind of
ours
right there.
Oh, is it? Oh, you want me to talk into the mic?
Yeah, probably.
I made a song. I think it's going to be great. I don't imagine we sung on the toast, whatever, right? So he sings this song, and it's basically him singing the names of the Liverpool players. And it's like,
okay.
We got Salah. Da, 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 da. Oh, Mane, Mane. Right?
Very good.
And he goes, but we sold Coutinho. But that doesn't even matter because we got Salah, right? It's a stupid fucking video. Bit of crack. Fun. It gets shared. It starts getting traction. It goes viral, 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 viral. Bigger, bigger, bigger. Fucking bigger, 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 right?
Yeah.
Then, turns out the Liverpool people see it. Robbie Fowler retweets it, right? Now, that's like if you're a Christian, Jesus sees your tweet and retweets it to his followers. And then the Vatican...
Anfield is my religion.
Yeah. And then if Anfield was the Vatican, they invite him fucking over,
stop
right?
Stop it.
Yeah. Right, so he goes over. He's at this big match, Manchester City and Liverpool are playing.
The other day.
Yeah, the other day. The fucking players, he sings about in the song, every one of them scores the goal. Did you not see this?
No!
Every one of them scores a goal, right? At the end, on Sky Sports, yeah, 4-3. On the end, on Sky Sports, they play the original song over the
highlights. So is it just him sitting in his gaff in court?
Just sitting in his fucking bedroom, right? And then they play the original thing going, da-da-da-da-da-da. Then he's on Soccer AM.
I love Soccer AM.
Except it turns out though. His name isn't Martin Murphy. He's a comedian called Richie Sheehy, right? Which is grand. He was actually honest about him. But it's still, then next thing he's doing a fucking gig. He's doing a fucking gig outside Anfield on a stage with a full band. And he's standing, he's been on Soccer AM with Rio Ferdinand. He's been in Anfield. He's predicted the winning fucking goal scorers.
I see him.
And thousands of people. And he's got one song. And it's him just going, we got Salah. Da, da,
I have it here.
Da, da. Oh, man.
And what's
manny.
The story? So is this character...
Yeah, called, by a comedian called Richie Sheen.
No, I just want to say I have a song I think will go really, really well on the cop if everyone would sing it.
Is like, he, like, okay, is it just... Is this da, da,
da, da, da, da, this that's all it is.
Bobby Firmino, but we saw Coutinho, but we've got Salah.
That's him shaking his little rice thing.
Manny, manny, da, 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 da.
So I'm wondering.
It's
clever. I'm wondering, is he actually a Liverpool fan or is it a character?
No, he's a Liverpool fan. He's a huge Liverpool fan.
Does he actually look like that?
No, he doesn't. He looks
like
a fairly regular dude. That's a character
like,
makeup.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as in, you know, like UG Jake Stevens or Dirty Owen? Is that a character?
He doesn't look. He doesn't like that. He doesn't dress like that. He doesn't fucking have his hair done like that.
His hair.
He doesn't have the tash done like normally. He has a full beard type of thing. And then now he's after doing this. And guess what? The damnedest Legends of Liverpool fucking lunch, right? Ian Rush and all the old team boys, the whole lot are there in Anfield next week. Guess who's doing the music at it? That fucker with his we got Salah da, 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 and his fucking rice shaker. That's it. I mean, a part of me says, and actually no, the genuine part of me says, fair fucking play to him. He's a comic sitting in Cork doing his thing. He's probably only done a handful of fucking gigs. He's still doing newcomer competitions. He's trying to make an impact. He gets a YouTube video that's so big, it's actually bigger than Manchester City Football Club for a fucking week. And he's everywhere. He's super viral. It's magnificent. He's doing gigs now to the Liverpool team, to all the whole lot. He's doing fucking gigs. He's done a gig at Anfield already. And the other part of me says, 20 fucking 1 years I'm writing shite on paper. 20 fucking 1 years. And yeah, I don't begrudge anybody success, but I will say, you fucking jammy bastard. That is unbelievable. That you can do that with a YouTube video sitting in your bleeding bedroom where most lads your age should be in their bedroom with their trousers off practicing willy dances. He's in there doing this, making this song, and it totally took off. Fair fucking play to him. I mean, absolutely fair play to him.
So what was it, Richie Sheedy?
Richie Sheehy.
Oh, Richie Sheehy, yeah.
And if you want to follow him, he's Richie with two Y's, so it's like a, not an IE. It's a Richie... Richie Y.
Oh,
Sheehy,
like Richie
y.
Rich.
Yeah, so he's like that. Yeah, if you want to follow him on Twitter and Instagram, I just think fair fucking play to him. I, like, a guy is literally just, he was bigger than Manchester City in the Premier League for 1 week.
I missed that completely. Now, I will just say, is that not like an obscene amount of pressure then? Like, do you know the way, but I'm not saying this guy, right? But I just mean, you know, in general, sometimes, like Keane Toomey has Emily down to a T, and he's naturally funny and his videos are funny, so so he's done well. But you know, sometimes people go viral with something, they've one video and then they do it and then they're not funny. Do you understand what I mean? Like,
I do,
so you'd be worried.
Look, sure, everybody just needs their break. Once you get your break, it's up to you whether you have it or not to keep it going.
Yeah,
that's
some
fair play to him. Hopefully it works out for him. And that's pity he's not a Manchester United fan or something, like, you know, a decent team or anything. But it's like, it's great to see him doing it.
I forgot you're into soccer now.
Well, I've been.
I expected you to come in essentially with a British bulldog tattooed on your arm, with your neck,
fucks,
with like, you know,
you're outrageous.
Bows,
you know that?
Written across your neck,
yeah,
and like wearing a Bows jersey.
It's very
and
funny.
And then like Manchester United on the back saying "fuck the Queen," even though you're wearing a Manchester United jersey.
Well,
look at you.
No, look, I'll show you my season ticket. Look, there's my Bohemian season ticket.
Can I put it on Insta though? Yeah. Has your number and stuff on it. Can anybody? I don't know.
I'd say it's fucking. I can't imagine that causing
any. Look at you.
So I got my Bohemian season
ticket.
Your little
turncoat.
Oh, I'm not a turncoat. It's not a turncoat. I'm not. It's not as if I
get all upset with the GAA. So I'm going to watch soccer.
Oh, I was fucking raging with the GAA.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I was raging with the GAA.
I told you there was so much to talk about.
I was raging. With the GAA, because as anybody knows, I've been going to Crow Park for since. Before there was hairs on me willy, I have been going to Crow Park.
Hairs on your willy? Are you supposed to have hairs? Anyway, it's well,
that even makes it longer than that.
I don't even know.
So before there was anything, I thought it was okay. It's a bad analogy. Since before I was,
you should see someone about that.
I was still a minor. I was a minor with hairs off me cock, I was going to Crow Park to watch the Dubs. I've been a Dubs fan literally my entire life.
We have mentioned it once or twice on the...
The podcast. So, and this is like, for all the non-Irish listeners, you know what we're on about. If you've listened to us at all before, you know what Gaelic football is at this stage. And then I apply as I do every fucking year. Every year to get my season ticket.
But
right?
You get it renewed because you can't actually get new season
tickets.
No,
you can't be able to buy it for years, right? Yeah.
So
you can't buy
it. It's just renewal, basically.
Yeah, so you renew it. I apply as per fucking usual. And because I made a small, and I would have said an understandable fucking mistake. So I didn't go to one match last year and I hadn't realised my credit card had been...
Declined
on the payment. So then
people think you're worth millions.
So if you missed, I knew I was at a stage if I missed two, I wasn't getting another one, right?
Right.
Or I knew I was, if I missed two, I wasn't getting an All-Ireland final ticket. I didn't think they'd take my fucking ticket off me, right?
Right, okay.
So then
missed two games or two payments?
Two payments, right?
Okay.
So then I go to the next game.
Yeah.
I get refused at the gate. Because the payment hadn't gone through.
Grant,
says I. Fuck it. So I just think I'm out of the final.
Right.
Grant, I'll buy me ticket next year. I'll make sure this doesn't happen again.
Right.
No, says they, when I go to reply. No. We're not selling you a ticket. No.
Now, your money's no good here.
Your money's no good here, smelly bastard. I know you've been coming here for years upon years upon years, but no. This time we say no. I was fucking disgusted. I was raging. And of course, because the unfairness of the world, I'm lucky that I have enough of a Twitter following that when I went shite-bagging about it on Twitter, I get another email saying, okay, maybe then. As long as we'd appreciate the tweet not being the thing.
Did they call you out in your tweet and say, can you delete
they
your
said
tweet?
Because they saw the tweet. They didn't ask me to delete it, in fairness to them, but they said, we saw the
it
tweet.
It has come to our attention that you're pissing and moaning on your Twitter account to 80,000 people.
You're pissing and moaning isn't doing us no fucking good.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's 100,000 now, so it's a little bit more. So
fancy.
Like, you're pissing and moaning is doing us no fucking good, obviously. So give that fella, they were basically just give that prick a ticket and then shut the fuck up. Which is grand, I can accept that. I can accept that I was at fault to his degree. I just think it was very harsh to take me off the system.
It was quite harsh in the two missed payments.
Yeah, so in the middle of all of that, because I was sulking. Yeah, it was fucking so I was. I was sulking. I was a pig.
Just call it what it is.
Yeah,
it
was
sulking.
A fucking sulky little bastard with a mood on me, right? And then I was always a Manchester United fan,
making
right?
Making tapes to send them, like 13 reasons why without taking her own life, obviously, but like, so when I was five.
32 reasons why you're a bunch of bastards, right? So then I was always a Manchester United fan growing up.
Right.
I kind of went off all of that when I got. Started more by grace and just it got to a stage you can only follow one thing and the Dubs are always going to win.
Yeah.
The Dubs are the fucking chief obstacle. That's
okay.
It. So I thought, well, do you know something?
They hurt your feelings.
My local football club is down the road from where I grew up.
Right.
Bohemians Football Club
soccer.
Is down the road. Yeah. Yeah, soccer club. And I've never been into the ground.
I've even been to Bose a few times.
You have?
Yeah.
And Bose is like, you'd be. You'd be Shamrock Rovers or something, would you?
Shamrock Rovers would be in Tallaght, but no, I've been to Bowes Ground a few times. It's in, isn't it?
Down
that little lane. Is that in Fitzroy?
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. So then Eric Lawler says, "Will you do a gig?"
Oh well, then
Eric Lawler says, "Will you do a gig?" And I says, "Do you know something? The timing couldn't be more unusual or better." So I go and I do the gig. Fuck it, bought myself a season ticket and I literally cannot fucking wait to go and
both
support
are black and red.
Black and red stripes, Bohemians Football Club. I can't wait. And it's not going to interfere with the Dubs and the best thing, it'll stay, keep me out of pubs. It's all the games in Premier League in Ireland are Friday nights.
Yeah.
So it doesn't
actually,
clash anything.
If a friend of mine, Karen Clare, is listening, because she listens to the podcast, but she's a mad Shamrock Rovers fan, as was her dad, who passed away. But she, like,
Shane Cockboner is her official name.
Is that what? Yeah, but like, she was telling us about the stuff on the terraces and the mocking that goes on between them and the rivalry.
Well,
and
I tell you, for anybody that wants to know or wants has any interest at all, if they're football fans, there's this amazing site called Copa 90, right? It's a football site called Copa 90.
With a K or a C?
C.
Okay.
So it's Copa 90, and if you look at it, they have done this brilliant series, right, where they've gone around all over the world and they've picked out the biggest football derby games,
okay,
and the most heated derby matches all around Europe, all around the world, right?
Yeah.
And one of them features Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians in Dublin,
right?
It's a 12
Thugs.
Huh?
Thugs.
Not at all.
Thugs.
Not at all. No.
Bowers.
And they follow. They do a 12-minute documentary on the rivalry, the Dublin rivalry, and how it's so intense because, of course, it's in the shadow here of the GAA.
Yeah.
So if you're from England, you could probably not imagine the sport being bigger than football.
Yeah.
You know, if you're from fucking, I don't know, basically any other country in the world. But here, it's almost an underground. Our Premier League is almost underground. So when you see the intensity of the fans, it's fucking, it's a great little documentary.
Small stadiums. Daily Mount Park is what holds how many people?
Oh, Jesus, I don't know, but it's small.
And the Aviva's,
I don't know,
it's same.
Would you get 10,000?
I don't think you'd get close.
And then you're going to
look it up.
And of course, they're knocking it down. So
are they? I didn't know that. Are they moving it somewhere?
They're moving Bohemians Football Club into Shelburne Football Club, into Talca Park.
Right, okay.
Until they rebuild it. But this is Ireland, so it may never ever happen.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll knock it down and then they'll put in, I don't know, a bunch of fucking apartments and that'll be the end of that. Who knows? Who fucking knows? But like, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a whole new thing to be looking forward to in my life. You know, I love sport.
I love that you've rekindled my
sort of love of all things sport. I was watching the United game again. I haven't watched the Manchester United game fucking years.
4,000. I think it's like 4,000 or 5,000.
Well, there you go.
4,227.
Right.
That's
well, there
tiny
you go.
When
yeah. It's so small by
Finn
comparison.
Park
yeah.
is 7,500. United Park is 1,500. Aviva Stadium is 51,000. So if you put that into context, Croke Park is 80,000, so it's 30,000 more people.
Yeah.
Which again shows that.
And if you
GAA
put that
the
Irish
sport.
Cup
and
final,
Lansdowne Road
which
is 36,000. Is that all?
Yeah, yeah, Lansdowne Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, before they turned
before
it into
they
the
turned
Aviva,
it,
yeah.
It was only 36,000.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah. And when you put it into, imagine an FA Cup final in England and the, like, load a place being half full. That shows how much in the shadow soccer is to Gaelic football in Ireland, because when you, the Irish Cup final, which is our version of the FA Cup, was in the Aviva Stadium, it was probably half full. Probably half full. It just shows it. So that's great.
See,
support your own, I guess, is what I'm getting at again. But then that's me all over. I'm a parochial old fucker. I love a bandwagon. I don't give a fuck. I'm shameful.
White Hart Lane, it never does. 90,000 people? White Hart Lane never holds 90,000 people.
That sounds very big. That's like bigger than Croker capacity.
Yeah, no, that can't be right. That maybe Wembley Stadium is 90,000
people.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That's the new one. I'm trying to think what the old one was. I remember going to watch Spurs and Arsenal in White Hart Lane, and I remember walking in, because obviously I don't ever go to Croke Park.
Yeah.
And I just walked in going...
Yeah, it just looks tiny.
What is this, like, for four people?
I know, it's gas, isn't it? Even my first time going to Old Trafford.
I couldn't believe how close I was.
Yeah, even my first time going to Old Trafford, I couldn't believe how small it looked comparison to Croke Park.
Yeah.
It's really
Allen unusual. Road is like, Leeds is a whole other dip. You just walk into Allen Road and you're like...
I've never been there.
Yeah, it's like, it's insane. It's like probably like going to Daily Mount Park. Well, anyway, so now you're a soccer thug.
I'm not a fucking soccer thug of any description. Of no description, am I?
No, I think you are. No. I wait to see you with like black and red stripes across your face.
Dressed in me
no
fucking...
No top on you.
Dressed in me Oasis gear with Bose Casuals written on me back. And the fucking... What's the other words they use? Not just, casuals.
This is also...
Ultras. The ultras fucking Bose... I'll get ultra tattooed across me hand.
Across your parents.
I go around getting punched by Shame Cock Boners fans. Oh, it'd be fucking fantastic.
So are Rovers your biggest rivals?
Well,
I love that now this is like, is it your bona fide Bose fan?
Like, what? I'm fucking just getting into supporting
the
local team.
But yeah,
that is
they
supposed
have?
To be. Who?
What podcasts do Bose have? Because you've been, you know, such a big part of Hill 16's podcast for the Dubs.
Oh, yeah, I've been asked to be on League of Ireland podcasts
there
already.
So
I will do it.
This is brilliant.
I'm really fucking cautious, though, of not doing what I did last year. So I'm turning down everything for a while.
Yes.
I'm freaking fucking out. And I'm already, like, nearly took a job yesterday. I was like, I had to stop
myself. Was it a big job?
No, one of the things that if I said yes to, I would collapse into saying yes to a whole bunch of other shit. I near fucking killed myself last year. So all I want to do, the only commitments I'm taking on at the moment are going to fucking football matches and having to crack and that shit. Because
they're
stuff that I can get out of without somebody saying I disappointed them and fucking their mother is very upset or some shit. And that happens in Ireland. Ireland's a fucking mad place. You take work, you cancel work, and then someone rings and goes, oh, well, my mother was very looking forward to you. You fucking upset people personally in the weirdest ways.
We do take things very personal, don't we, the Irish?
So I'm really, really careful not to say. So even all the podcast requests, I would love to do them. I'll get around to them probably eventually, but I'm taking fuck all on.
Speaking of which, for a while.
I just don't want to get into that shit I got into last year.
Speaking of which, and that with that tone, actually, because we're talking about last year. So obviously we record every 2 weeks and we put a podcast out every week, and it is a lot. It is a lot with me trying to get back to work, with you nearly killing yourself, and I personally can't. Again, we take it on too personally. We can't do that.
We just can't
take that on. So we're going to have a fortnightly podcast. So it'll be out every second Wednesday. We'll have a podcast just for the foreseeable, just until Peter doesn't kill himself, just until everything calms down, and then we'll work from there. So it's going to be, so you won't have a podcast every single Wednesday, but you'll have, well, every fortnight there'll be a podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is
fair. I think so. Hopefully that's all right with people. Like,
well, if it's not,
it'll mean that they're better podcasts, though.
Yeah, and we'll try and make them a little bit longer, and because we're going to record. I know people kind of go, it's grand. Do you know what I mean? But honestly, like, I was talking about this to somebody the other day, or maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they were asking genuinely, were you all right? They were like, you know, I heard he wasn't well. And I said, oh, he was just on Twitter looking for attention. That's what he does. Did you see what he put up about the GA ticket? Like, come on.
Dear Lord, there was a drama queen.
But I was just explaining, and I was like, I don't think people actually realise how much you work. I was like, he essentially gets up at 4:30 in the morning, goes to work, does his more, so, and that's people, because you work in breakfast radio, they're like, oh yeah, and it's like, well, no, actually I have to be in work at like 6:30 in the morning. I do a day's work till, you know, 11:30, which is because you finished at 11:30, they forget the fact you've got out of bed at 4:00 in the morning because I've been there and done breakfast.
Yeah.
And then most normal people, obviously not you, you know, go and have lunch, like if they don't have any other responsibilities, nap in an afternoon and then have their dinner, you know, and lays of an evening and then go to bed early. You go off from there to somewhere to go and do something else to get to another meeting. Then sometimes you'll have a stand-up gig that you'll get home from at 1:30 or 1:00 in the morning to get an hour and a half sleep to do it all again. And you did that essentially for 360 days of last year.
Well, I did, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe, no, I'm not saying not gigging every night, but there was, you were constantly...
Well, it was at that level of burnout, constantly, like, yeah. So that's not happening again.
Yeah.
Like, that can literally go fuck off. I can't do it anymore.
Good.
It's just very hard to say no to money. Especially when you're in a business that could fucking throw you, spit you out in the morning.
Yeah.
But still, you have to have quality.
No,
life.
I know, but you do. Like, in fairness, like, joking aside, you did fucking nearly turn yourself inside out last year.
It all came to that climax in the gig in Carlow when I got sick on stage.
Well, it turns out you probably had a virus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also the fact that you had absolutely nothing left in reserve.
Nothing.
Your body went...
There was nothing there to keep.
Go fuck yourself now.
And that was... Kind of
I need a rest!
And that's the thing. It's one thing burning yourself out and whatever, and it's no big fucking deal. You get sick and that's grand. You just ride it out. But when you get sick and you're like letting people down who are not the people who booked you.
Yeah.
People who have spent money for you to make their weekend worthwhile.
Yeah.
That was when I just went, this is actually no good to fuck. And anyway, like everybody now was disappointed because I just was an idiot.
You're a fuck up.
And just wouldn't say fucking no. Yeah, exactly. That's a load of
bollocks. No, but it is. So that's what we're going to do. So for this foreseeable, and not being, you know, not that it is that, because we love doing the podcast, but this is just us. Like, this isn't paid for. It's not sponsored. We don't make any money out of it. This is just us having the crack and
talking shy
for, you know, to do that or whatever. So, you know, there is all of those things. Like, I have kids. I do have to feed and whatnot. So I do need to get my shit together and start earning money and whatnot.
You don't need to feed your kids.
No,
let them feed themselves. They're old enough.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're thinking about it. We're like, Hannah, can you get out and get a job? I mean, would they take you in Tesco, stacking shelves, if anything? My mom just keeps FaceTiming me because that's what my mom does. My mom just keeps ringing until someone answers.
Right.
The phone.
Oh, so yes, she's one of them. Do you want to answer it?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely no.
Well, there you go. I have to say as well.
We have a lot to discuss.
Loads to discuss. I suppose the day that's in, it'd be mad to ignore it, but Dolores Reardon found dead in London. I couldn't get, like, I still actually can't get my head around it. And you know, here's a weird thing, right? 2016 was the year of all the celebrity deaths. So I remember like yesterday when Terry Wogan died, because of course I was on the radio on my own for the first fucking time in my life, and then someone walks in and says, you're never going to believe it, Terry Wogan died. I was like, well, that's great, I can't use the fucking equipment, so it doesn't really matter. And then
Bowie,
I remember really well. Robin Williams, I remember really well. Like, these are the moments I found out about it, you know. Prince, I remember like it was fucking yesterday.
I forgot but Prince
none
was
of
dead.
Them. Yeah, well, there you go. Because
when did Prince die?
Well, like last year, wasn't it? Or last, I was 26. Well, I don't know. He's dead anyway.
No, I know, but isn't that mental?
Like, I think he died in 2016.
You forget, like, something. Like, I don't think forget, but you forget somebody's died.
Alan Rickman died.
Shit, the bad,
There were so many deaths in a row. And then...
No, it was a really bad year, wasn't it? Like,
but then there was none of them really sort of set me back, you know what I mean? None of them really took me or gave me a huge shock. Not even Bowie.
Somebody died, some sports chap died, a bike,
oh, Dave
and
Mirra,
that really
fucked me up. Yeah, that was a real surprise.
April 21st, 2016, Prince died.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, 2016. Yeah, and then but there was something I was hearing about Dolores O'Riordan last night. I was sitting in the gaff, just gotten ready to go out, and I got a phone call, and Jay's, you here? You know, normally Jay's, you here means great bit of scandal, or we're going to have a good laugh about something. And Dolores O'Riordan, I thought, no, say again. Like, it was just didn't sink in. And I have to be honest, I never really realised until this morning.
In work, then you start to listen to...
Yeah, you start listening, and because I wasn't a huge fan.
Yeah.
I'd be lying. I'd love, this is where you're supposed to lie and say, I'll never be the same again. I just was, I was just very aware of it. But I was never aware of the fucking unbelievable popularity of the woman.
Yeah.
Like, you have Johnny fucking Depp on today talking about
Johnny Depp was playing with Shane McGowan last night in town
for his birthday, 60th birthday. Yeah. Juliette Lewis talking about it. You've got like some of the greatest people in the world standing up and saying, oh, like, apparently they've had these huge full radio days of mourning around South America.
Wow.
They're playing her music all over Thailand. I was like, I had no idea.
Of her reach was like, no, not that I'm saying they're in any way comparable, but you know, someone like really random like David Hasselhoff, and you find out like just how like popular he is worldwide, that you kind of go, holy shit, like he has like serious global, like, yeah, like, it's kind of that she's like that. But I was exactly the same yesterday, because I got in yesterday evening. I was in News Talk yesterday, but I'd got home, and when I got in,
I heard you on News Talk. Only Suzanne Cain can do a fucking review of what's on TV and still get in her shite about Roald Dahl. I was laughing
the
so
BFG.
Much. I was listening to you in the car, and then I mentioned
your gig as well.
And was it Kira Kelly?
Yeah, Andrea was in.
Oh, Andrea was in.
She's lovely.
And she goes, "Oh, so we have got Suzanne in." And then I couldn't fucking believe my ears. You know, like, I just hear Suzanne Cain going, "Well, if I had a chance to have tea or dinner with anybody, I would be Roald Dahl." I'm like, what in the name?
Where is she going with this shit?
How the living suffering fuck is she after getting Roald Dahl into a fucking Netflix review?
Because of BFG.
I know, but I just couldn't. I was just there going, she would talk about Roald Dahl. Like, you're one of those people, if you landed on the moon, if they said Mars, if they said doing a trip to Mars,
yeah.
Suzanne Cain, you've been selected to go to Mars, you'd be like, I want to walk out first. Why? Because I have a great Roald Dahl quote that I want to spend the world.
And do you know what's really funny that you just said that? Because I've just had, a fantastic, so on the front of O'Sheen's door, I have a Twits quote on, so his name and his date of birth, and then I have the Twits quote of the, if you don't believe in magic, you'll never find it. And then if you smile, or you always have whatever your smile in your eyes. But then
that's Markham and Wise, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was a Royal Dial one. It's gone out of my head now because I have to think of it. It's gone
when
out of my head.
Smiling.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about it as well. I got distracted by it. But then I was trying to figure out what I'd put on Hannah's one. So I was like, well, maybe I'll do Matilda. And then I was like, no, maybe not Matilda. And then I went, no, do you know what? I'll do Fantastic Mr. Fox. And because Fantastic Mr. Fox is talking to his wife, and they're talking about everybody is different. And she was like, but that's the thing, everybody's different. And Mr. Fox said, but isn't that what makes it wonderful, that everybody's different? So it's nice to embrace being different, because every one of us are different. And people make it out that it's a bad thing, but it's not, that's the most wonderful thing that there is that we are.
It is wonderful, but it's also it's like an itchy arse at the same time.
Right.
It's an irritant.
It's an irritant. Someone in Bosnia Herzegovina was trying to ring me there.
Oh, that's one of those shitbag calls that's going around. I'm getting like missed calls from all over the place.
Sake.
Oh no, it's very good for geography. I didn't know where Mozambique was until I got a missed call from Mozambique, and I looked it up. Yeah. And I was like, oh, there it is.
There it is now.
There it is.
I'm trying to figure out how did we get to there? From where were we?
Oh, you were talking about being. Oh, I can't remember. You were talking about going into News Talk for some reason. I can't remember.
Oh, sorry, Dolores O'Riordan. Yes, I've done News Talk yesterday. I plugged your gig.
Oh, thanks very much.
Because you're playing in St. Jude's GA Club this Friday, which is the 19th, for the Dublin Senior Ladies Football Panel.
Yeah, I missed the end of your show team because I went to... I'm in that Alpha car.
Yeah,
that I borrowed
off your
fella. And I went to put the volume up to hear you, and I managed to fucking...
Turn off the radio.
No, change the channel. You know, went into that search thing.
Oh, yeah,
And then I couldn't find you again.
Actually, so if you're listening to this podcast before Friday the 19th, we talked about it on the podcast before about the Dublin Senior Ladies Football Team, about their fundraising, and Peter said, I'll do a gig. And you are. So you're doing it in Jude's. And you can go on to stjudesga.ie to the website. There's a couple of tickets left if you're between now and Friday.
I'm a bit freaked out by this gig.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because
we
it's one of those
Dolores
things
Dolores O'Riordan, now we've gone to the gig. Go on.
It's one of those things that grew legs. It grew its own legs.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because what he said, we'll do a gig. And I imagined, I'll just do a gig.
Yeah.
And that'll be it. It'll be a gig. And if anyone wants to go, they go. And then you start sending me these messages that the entire Dublin team are going.
Yeah.
Well, that was a bit fucking unexpected. That's pressure now all of a sudden.
The whole ladies panel will be there. They're going training first.
Jesus.
And after training, they're going to come and watch the gig in Jude's.
See, that's weird now.
Why is that weird?
I'll tell you why. I'm used to watching them.
Pressure.
That's weird. Well, you know what I mean? When you're used to watching somebody else.
Oh my God, I have to answer this. My mom keeps ringing
my
phone.
Go on, answer your mom. Go on. You have to answer your
mom. She's rang like six times.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good luck.
I'll just add the Dublin Ladies GAA into that.
Into
Dublin
what?
Ladies football there. Just so they know that you're a bit pressured about the gig.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I tell you, because you're used to watching them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start telling me, oh, it's brilliant news. Brilliant news, BJ. The whole fucking squad are going. I'm like, oh, well, that's not really brilliant news. That's pressure. And then it's like, oh, no, even better news. Even better than that. Loads of the lads are going as well. Oh, fucking brilliant. This is great, yeah. Oh, that's fucking fantastic, yeah. Oh, and that's not... Oh, better news. Better news. Oh, yeah, better news. The Brendan Martin Cup is going to be there. There's a chance Sam Maguire is going to be there.
Hopefully we can get Sam.
I'm like, so this has turned into not just a gig to raise a few quid. This has turned into an event. This is sort of event now.
They're finishing training early.
Yeah.
To come across.
They're not.
They're finishing training. Mick is organised.
See, Mick Lyons?
Mick
Bowen.
Yeah.
See, this is
and
now...
And he's delighted, right?
Of course he is.
So Mick is delighted.
Of course he is. He's not a fucking... He won't be when he sees that I make a bollocks of the whole fucking thing through being nervous, though.
Don't be nervous.
I will be fucking nervous. I don't care normally anymore about doing big gigs because it's like, it's whatever. I'll never come across. It's a collection of people you may never see in the same room ever again. It's grand. Everybody has, there's that sort of level of satisfaction. That the lad in his bed is grand. When this is different, there's a level of expectation. It's totally different now. And if you fail, you know, they're all fucking mates. They'll be outside talking to each other. If you fail, you've got the very people I was paying in to see last year, now sitting that they're paying to me this year, and they come all the way outside going, he's a bit fucking shy, isn't he?
Well, in fairness, they are. But Mick was saying that you went to, obviously, was it the Marker, isn't it?
The Gibson Hotel. Gibson. Yeah,
and how delighted they all were to see you.
Who, the footballers?
Yeah, the ladies footballers were all there. So my brother Jeff was having this conversation with Mick about it, and he was saying, but he remembered that you said something in the podcast about that morning that you met the ladies football team.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I met Mick there as well.
Yeah.
And
what did you fuck up and do that day? Jeffrey was like, yeah, oh, he goes, I didn't mention for him to listen to. He goes, I didn't say like, oh, you should listen back to the podcast when PJ talks about going in and meeting the ladies football team. And I didn't have, because he needs a leg.
That's right.
And I didn't get to actually ask him or go back and ask him what the story was.
I do remember. I can't remember the exact carry on of it because my brain has a tendency to block out these embarrassing moments. But I do remember it was basically I was like a fucking weirdo. I kept appearing in front of, I think it was Lindsay Davey.
Did you just look like you're an owl lad hanging like around young girls?
Like an owl lad hanging around young women, yeah.
Oh, no. And now you're doing a fundraiser.
I think it
was
Lindsay Davey. You know Lindsay Davey? Yeah. I think it was her. And I was like, met her, got my picture with the cup and all of that. And then I says, I'll see you. And then I turned up again somehow. It was really weird. And then she, at the lift opened, I was standing in the lift. I kept just appearing in her presence for some stupidity that I was doing. I can't remember the details of the story. We'll make sure to take her
out of the crowd on Friday.
Yeah, I just remember being really embarrassed about my stupid old man behaviour that looked like I was creeping on a bunch of, you know, athletic women.
Tickets still available for this Friday.
Oh, Jesus. Right, yeah. That'd be great.
Well, it'll be fine. No, please, don't be nervous.
And fair
please.
Play again to Eric Lawler, who's also a huge Dubs fan and who had no problem doing it, so he's doing it. And Joanne McNally, who knows nothing about anything to do
I'm
with
so
sport,
excited to see.
But
do you
she's
know what,
hands.
So I one of the lads, they had a quick meeting in the club last night and I went up. Now in fairness, I have to say, like, credit where it's due, my brother is the one main man for this, because he was like, oh, should get PJ up and get it doing at the club and have the fundraising, it'll be deadly for, like, he's just a mad guy ahead. And they're all really excited about the fact that you're coming to the club and that you're doing the fundraiser and all that kind of thing. But one of the other lads, I mean, some would say, concerningly perhaps, is that excited about Joanne. Like, I'm a bit like, you know, because he's like sitting, because I put it up on the WhatsApp group.
In the Gibson Hotel that morning.
He's going to be all like, do you need a sandwich, Joanne? Can I get you a drink, Joanne? I won't name and shame him, but you know who you are. I put it up in the group saying, amazing. I was like, Joanne has confirmed she's going to do it. I was like, well, she needs to go on at 8 because she needs to get to another gig, blah, 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 whatever. And like instantly he replied and was like, actually might read it because it was just, he was like, she's great, she's really funny, like, he's,
oh, geez,
just,
he's getting all excited, he's like, getting all hot,
he's like, he was like, what a great, like, that's just great news and how good she is. And then there was a meeting last night, and we, again, I just happened to mention about Joanne. I was like, we need to get her in and out, obviously, because she has to go and do another gig, blah blah blah, whatever. And he was just like, he was like, oh, he said, she's just so funny. He goes, and she does a whole thing. She had an eating disorder. Like, he was telling me,
oh, he knew all her
Joanne's
story, yeah,
back life, and he was adopted.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, had the whole, like, do you know what I mean? Just had the whole thing. Actually, speaking
Joanne
of
Joanne McNally, who, by the way, which,
well, I think you're going to say about what I was going to say there.
You know what she did? Yeah. What she fucking did, where, yeah, she just, she had a gig in the Black Box, in the big venue. And she, and I was talking to her before she went, and she goes, I have a gig in Galway in the Black Box at 1 o'clock on a, I think it was a fucking Wednesday or something, was there?
Some very random.
I said,
like,
you got a gig in a 700-seater venue at 1 p.m. on a fucking weekday in Galway. I was there. It doesn't really sound right. I was like, what's the story like? And she goes, oh, they've never even asked me to do publicity or anything. It's grand. Like, I'll just turn up on a dummy gig. It's fine. What's the hang about? It's grand. So she drives.
We were thinking too much about it, PJ.
Yeah, exactly. And then she drives the 2.5 fucking hours it takes to get to the Black Box in Galway. It's all closed up. So she goes up and says, I'm doing a gig here tonight. Where's everybody? I'm supposed to do a gig there now. It's 1 o'clock. And they say, there's no one doing a gig here. So she rings the guy who booked her for the gig, and he goes, yeah, we're in the Black Box in fucking Belfast. She drove to the wrong city. And depending on what side of the fence you might be, some might say the wrong fucking country.
Yes.
She drove to the wrong fucking,
I love that, because the Daily Edge
city
put it up, and they were like, they sent, the headline was like, can someone take care? You've not seen that?
No,
the
I didn't
Daily
see that.
It was absolutely brilliant. The Daily Edge, which is an online, I don't know.
It's like a newspaper.
Newspaper,
an entertainment
here,
magazine.
The headline was, can someone please tell Joanne McNally where St. Jude's is?
Which, I can't laugh too much at her, because I've been going around for the last fucking month telling everyone the gig is in Sarsfield.
In Lucan.
Which is a totally different club.
But you know what the really
a
funny
totally
thing
different
is?
Fucking, for the English people listening, that's like me telling someone the gig is in fucking Manchester
Tottenham
United when it's in fucking Spurs, yeah. I can't believe I was doing it. I told everybody. I went on the GAA podcast.
Yeah, onto
and
Hill
I told
16. They had to, Hill 16 had to tweet and put up on their Instagram account that it was in St. Jude's gig.
And not,
but I actually
Sarsfield
said that to them. I was like, we're friends, dare I say. We're friends like 3 years. I was like, PJ still thinks I live in Lucan. I was like, he's been to my gaff. I'll tell him that I'm coming from Temple Oak. Like, 3 years, and he'll go, yeah, I'm like, whereabouts in Lucan are you? I'm like, I'm not in Lucan.
I don't know why it's in my fucking head.
Dublin comedian Joanne McNally turns up a completely the wrong gig for her gig last night. And then, and because they because Jude's tweeted her then and said, just to let you know, we're in Temple Oak, will we send you a car?
Oh, for fuck's sake, yeah. So I can't laugh too hard at what she did, because I nearly went and had a great night doing a gig in Sarsfields.
Oh, this is true. You would have just,
I would have turned up
gig
in Sarsfields. Yeah. I think I did a gig in Sarsfields before, did I?
I don't know. You do gigs everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
But maybe. Sure, look, you've turned up to Crow Park at 1:30.
I did. Yeah, to the Longford lunch. I did. Yeah, so there you go. So I shouldn't slag too hard. It's throwing stones with glass fucking
Graham from Graham from What's the Story podcast.
Ray Merrigan.
Yeah.
He's a Shamrock Rovers
fan. He sent you a message in your scum. I did the What's the Story podcast with the lads right at the start of December. They'd asked me to do it, and between one thing and another, anyway, I finally got over to do it, but I was just at the start of the lurgy and I wasn't well that night, and I feel really bad because they got like a version of me, and like, do you know when you're so congested I couldn't properly hear,
nose
was, I was conscious that like, I literally had like snot dripping out of my nose. I kind of kept going like with a tissue. I was kind of just very like, yeah,
lovely.
So they got a version, and I listened to it back. I sound fucking drunk. Like, I just sound so disorientated, because then the lurgy kicked into my house. Oh man, oh man. There were so many viruses around Christmas. Like, it was just, but
it
started in mine.
Weird shit that's going on. Like, this
Australian
flu, and then there was some fucking Beijing virus.
Peking duck. I mean, fucking who knows. But I started with kind of a cold, and we went to see Santa. And Joey went back to work. I've never done it in like nearly 10 years. Like I rang Joey and went, you're going to have to come home. I was like, I physically can't be in charge of children. Like, you're going to have to come home. So he came home and then I was like, actually, I'm okay. I'm over the far side of it. But then Oisin got sick. And when Oisin got sick, that would like temperatures. Kids are just so annoying when they're sick.
Oh, yeah.
Man, well, pick me up, feed me. I don't like it. Give me it. Like just blah, 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 blah. And then Hannah started vomiting and then... And then I got, like, the Friday before Christmas, I got the vomiting. But Christmas was cancelled.
Yeah, I bet.
But by Christmas Day, I could drink. So all was well.
It's gas, isn't it? Christmas Day. Like,
did you have a good Christmas? I know it's ages ago.
I fucking hate Christmas.
Good, you're so positive as always.
I fucking hate it. Sitting there with fucking noisy nippers, trying to...
Your nieces and nephews.
I fucking hate it. Yes. I fucking hate it. And I tell you something, it's the biggest pain in the Swiss roll ever. But... this year I did it right. I had a holiday booked to go away.
That was right, I saw that.
Stephen's Day, flying out, 8 o'clock in the morning, Stephen's Day away, leaving Christmas behind me, landed in fucking Lanzarote, which I've always thought was a bit of a kip.
No,
I have
Lanzo,
to be honest,
was
I thought
nice,
Lanzarote was a dump. I thought it was just, you know what I thought it was, I'll be honest with you. I thought it was one of those places, like you land and it's just loads of fat British people with their bellies hanging out.
Thanks for listening.
Wandering around. You know,
lovely to have you.
Oh, I'm sure they know what I'm talking about too. But you know the lads,
Brits on tour,
the
like.
Four knots in their hankies and their Union Jacks shorts on, drinking in a bar called the British Bulldog, getting a breakfast for two ninety.
And they're in there with marbs going in.
Yeah, all of that sort of crack. And I thought, this is going to be whatever. I'll mind my own business. I do that anyway. I'll just do it again over
Even
there.
Even more so.
But fuck me, it's not like that at all.
Where did you go? Paella de Carmen?
No, everybody says that. That seems to be the best
main place, isn't it?
But Costa Teguise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a little quieter, right?
I don't know. I never went to the Del Carmen place, so I don't really know the difference. But jeez, it was fucking great. It was brilliant. I did nothing for nobody.
Did you go for 10 days?
10 days.
Yeah.
10 days.
Because I know
of
I messaged you and I thought you were back.
Eating fucking shy. Oh, man. I have to say, I'm all for it. I'm all for this. I've never done it properly before. This all inclusive.
Oh, did you go all inclusive?
It's like being locked up in the best prison in the world. It's like you're some. It's like what Escobar must have felt like. You know when they did Escobar? You got Pablo, and he would only let himself be locked up if he had this luxurious prison on a mountaintop.
Yeah.
I felt like Escobar. I felt like it was this cocaine billionaire that was doing time, and everybody was working for me in the jail. You walk down. The only problem is those fucking buffets. Like, you see it.
Oh, yeah.
You see the Germans, right? Germans, very disciplined people. Oh, they're the very disciplined people. They come down and they look at the buffet and they think, oh, well, I will have German breakfast today. So Frankfurten and Guten Durten, and I'll have some Hurten Dieten Durten and Slur. Right? And then the next day they go, today I will venture, I will have Spanish breakfast. So I have tortilla. I have, you know, they do that. And then maybe one of the days they just go, I'll just take it light and they just have eggs. Irish people and Brits are just as bad. Fuck me, the Brits are coming in. Brits are going in, they've got croissants sticking out of their fucking shirt pockets. They go in and it's like, how am I going to eat a bit of everything? That's the attitude. How am I going to get a bit of fucking all of this into my fucking huge fat head and still have enough room for alcohol in an hour's time? Because that'll be 9 o'clock and there's
good
fuck
to go.
I'll be good to go. My God. Like,
you get your money's worth, don't you?
Yeah, there was a Scottish family there. I've never seen that like it. Disgusting. Absolutely wonderful. They were fucking... it was fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. You think you know piggery being an Irish lad. Not at all. You think, you see English folks. English folks are doing the whole wrapping it up in hankies, sticking in their pockets when no one's looking because you weren't allowed to leave with the plate.
Oh,
right? So they're doing... So they're,
obviously they've had issue before.
Yeah. So you have the fucking... You can see the lads they're putting the food in the hanky and the women are putting it in the handbag and they're all eating by the pool. Brits are more clever that way. Irish people just ramming it all in hoping they can hibernate till fucking the next meal. And there was this...
Which is like at 10 o'clock.
But there was a Scottish family. Shame knows no bounds like a Scottish person and his breakfast. These fucking people, man. They were fucking sticking it in their pockets raw. There were raw meats in their hands. They were walking around eating out of the fucking thing with their hands, just eating straight out of the fucking buffet so they couldn't have to fit it on a plate. They didn't even want plates. They were fucking animals. They had food.
Had their own spoons in
their
pockets.
Fucking animals. They were putting food out on the table next to the plate. I've never seen that like it. They were fucking like just getting butter, not even using a knife. I'll never forget. I seen the dad, he opened up a bread roll, right? There's fucking three knives on the table in front of him. What's he do? He just wipes the butter onto the fucking croissant like that, like it was a tissue. I opened up the butter press, just wiped it on and shoved it. I was like, these people are fucking incredible. They're so fucking shameless. It was amazing. So fucking shameless. And when you come down in the morning, there was this lad, like, this is fucking 8 o'clock in the morning. There's a lad standing there pouring out cava, right? Like, you know, Spanish champagne. He's wearing a fucking dicky bow. 8 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's like, no, thanks. No, no, you're all right. No, thank you. No, thank. Bit fucking early. Grand, no, thanks. The odd German, Smuleglussen, right? All of that.
Smuleglussen.
What does the Scottish lad say? I'll have a bottle for the table, please. I'll have a fucking bottle for the table.
And they didn't use glasses, straight from the neck.
Yeah, half eight in the fucking morning. A bottle for the table.
You have to applaud us.
Oh,
you
yeah. Oh, it was magnificent. I have to say. It was worth going just
man,
to see them.
I can't breathe.
It was worth going just to see them. It was worth going. And then it was like, I had a great time. Jesus Christ, I'll tell you something. If you like Baileys, you know when you drink Baileys at home? I love a Baileys. I love a fucking Baileys. I love a liqueur cream. I do. I fucking do. I love a liqueur cream. But you know, you get it in the pub. They give you like enough. You smell it and it's gone. There was this fucking Irish bar run by English people, of
obviously.
Course. And you asked them for a Baileys. It was like he didn't understand the rules. He thought you sold it by the half pint. I drank two Baileys. I swear to God, the next morning, I could feel the sausages dropping into it. It was that much. I mean, something was that thick with fucking cream.
It's good coating.
Whiskey and cream.
Oh,
it was
they
fucking,
curdle.
But it was beautiful. It was beautiful. That's the way you sell it. No fucking around. Englishmen serve Baileys like nobody else. It was like a half. It felt like, well, it wasn't like a half.
You're only
point, but
supposed
it was like
to have, like, aren't you, with a little.
A tiny.
Isn't that the whole point?
But
because
they
it's rich.
Put in, no shit, good 3 inches into the glass. 3 fucking inches. Like, it was fucking 3 inches of Baileys liqueur cream. That was magnificent. Magnificent. I had a great time. I really did have a great time. And it was just long enough that when the holiday came to the end, I was like, I'm ready to go home now. Ready to get back.
Oh, do you know what? Isn't that just such a... I think, was that an Irish thing though? Or is that like a thing? Because you know the way you discuss about going on holidays, like 2 weeks, a little too much. 7 days, not enough.
Yeah.
10, just right. Ready
just
to go
right.
home.
Just right. It's like you're literally just ready to go home and then you're gone.
Oh,
it was perfect.
Yeah. Right. On that note, we're going to finish this podcast. We have a podcast Wednesday week. We'll be back. Don't forget to subscribe. Give it a like or stars, whatever you want to do on iTunes, Head Stuff, Spotify. And you can follow Suzanne.fm on Insta or PJ Gallagher on Insta, Twitter and all the rest of the branches. And peace. That's us for today.
Yeah.
Boom.
And thanks for sticking with us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Even though I said it was too early.
Oh, for thought. God's sake, one.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.